Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Harry Stinson is joining us this morning on the WBEN Live Line, owner of the Buffalo Grand Hotel downtown, which has been closed since 2022. Harry, it's been a couple of months of kind of silence. Where do things stand right now with your hotel?
Well, silence since I assume you're referring to the media conference out front.
Yeah, it's been nearly 4 months since the city said that they were going to be using the state's real property actions law to take over ownership of the hotel. That was apparently going to happen in 30 days. Now, you know, we're over 100 days since then. What's happened?
Absolutely nothing. We have, in fact, been asking them... First of all, we did respond to them quite promptly with a legal letter explaining why what they were had spontaneously announced out or why the mayor had. I don't really announce because it wasn't. They haven't taken any action since, and we have questioned them on that, explained to them legally why what there was proposed or announced or. I'm trying to find the right word because really nothing's happened since. And that is very frustrating to us because what's left is this cloud hanging in the air, unresolved, as you pointed out, which certainly did not assist in the refinancing process, if I can put it that way. And the lack of clarity has just extended that.
Well, Harry... Are you still optimistic to reopen?
Yes. We are not giving up. We are never going to give up. I've got too much into this. You know, we are definitely going to get this thing back open. But insecurity is this is a financing market, as every developer has commented, is extremely difficult right now. And casting clouds like that over a building certainly doesn't help.
Well, you say you're hopeful to get it open. What work has been done on the inside to get to an opening day?
Well, I think there's one thing that really hasn't been clearly understood on there. The guest wing itself was not part of the fire. The fire that happened was in the far corner of the building, right over by Charles Street, about 400 feet away from the guest wing. We were prepared to actually open the hotel right after the fire. For various reasons, the city at the time, at the last moment, changed its mind on whether we could partially open the hotel or had to complete everything in the entire building. At the time, we then, we were in the middle of an insurance claim. The claim was a substantial amount, but we could have reopened the building at the time. So it was very disappointing to us to not be able to do that when that was our intent. So when you consider it, it's been 5 years, and I know it's been a long time. People point that out to me every second minute, since the pandemic and the fire. 5 years of really not being in an active hotel, and that's been exhausting. But the hotel could reopen once the financing is finally advanced. The hotel could reopen quite swiftly within 120 days.
Harry, even the outside
and the main floor,
even the outside of the hotel looks abandoned. Why can't that be cleaned up?
It does.
To show that you're trying
well,
in good faith?
We have had landscaping people on there, and it has been, the lawn has regularly been cut. But, you know, again, it's been 5 years of absolutely no cash flow. It's been an exhausting exercise. And we are more than aware of the result on that. Now, the building hasn't physically changed in style. It never was the Sistine Chapel. It was architecturally relatively straightforward. When it is reopened, there will be a complete outside makeover done on it.
Well, I mean, does it take much to, you know, for instance, I drive by all the time on the 190 and see big graffiti on the side of the building. It's maybe even bigger than the sign, and it's been there without being touched or cleaned up for, I mean, we're going on years now.
I would disagree on that. Graffiti comes and you paint it over and it comes and you paint it over. I'm not saying
it's the same graffiti.
That you see from the 190.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Okay. Harry, the city administration is going to be switching soon. Is that,
yes.
Are you looking at that as a good thing or not? I mean, is it the devil you know or the devil you don't know that you want?
I don't think it would be a good idea for me to enter into city politics right now, but I am hoping that there will be a somewhat more helpful approach on it. I really don't want to generate any more challenges than we already have, but the unknown factor has certainly been problematic. And I'm hoping that some clarity can be brought to that. We are not against opening the hotel, believe me. There's no motive for us to keep this open. It has been a nightmare of a saga, but I am absolutely not going to give up and walk away from this. And it remains our commitment to get it open and to do so with some flair. But I have to tell you, this amount of time has absolutely drained us to the bone. It's just that there is a determination to get it open, and we will do that. But I am not going to deny that it's been an embarrassing and I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just exhausted by this process. But I will repeat, we are not going away, and it would have been very helpful. The most helpful thing the city could do would simply be to publicly acknowledge they are not proceeding with this process, which they have not at all.
Well, Harry, thanks for being on with us this morning. Appreciate the time. Harry Stinson, developer, he's the owner of the Buffalo Grand Hotel. That's the former Adams Mark Hotel, sitting unopened in the city of Buffalo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.